How you guys doing? My name's Jim Hobrick, for those of you who don't know me. We have a missional community group in Pinyon Oaks. And I love how God works, because I didn't know what Scott was going to talk on. And it's right at the same alley. Just the background of my story, I was born and raised a Christian. And in Orange County, California, Mom and Dad took us to church every Sunday night, Wednesday, Friday night was our youth group. And that was awesome. I had all the teaching, all the growing up, everything. I was a Christian at school, you know. But I did get caught in that trap of going through the motions and basically saying, I can't wait to drive at 16. You know, basically saying, I want to get a car, man. I can't wait to get a car. I know we do this as teenagers. Then at 18, can't wait to get out of high school. And then I went into the other, Lord, I would love to find a wife. You know, and then have a kid and get a home, and then my job, start working on my career. And we get caught up in that, and Satan loves to keep us busy. And that's basically what was happening to me in that process. We get busy, we get wrapped up, and Satan goes, oh, he's okay. Let me go start working on this guy over here. Still went to church, still did everything, played the role. You know, not that I didn't minister to people and stuff, but I wasn't as effective as I could have been. And then I got a job. I was working for the LA Times for 30 years, traveling 3 hours a day. So I live for the weekends. And you know what that's like. You try to jam everything on the weekends. So those are precious. Those aren't God's. Well, Sunday for my hour and a half, that's what I'll do. Right? Then I come out here, and God led me out here. He will chase after you. He will come after you. And that's what he's done for me. I joined coming out here in 2006. I was able to get a job that I could get off at 5 o'clock and didn't have to drive too far. And said, Lord, I want to serve. I know that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I got caught up just driving to work, going home, and just doing through the motions. He says, I have so much more for you, Jim. Then coming out here, just getting involved with some men's groups and getting involved, saying that's what I wanted to do. Then I talked with Scott, and we started to get into the missional communities and said, this is exactly what I want. How many of you are in a missional community? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you are in training? Because I know Chris is. All right. Awesome. I can't tell you guys enough what this has done for our group. We are only 6 months into our group. I like to use video clips a lot in our group because the Lord speaks to me through different things, but I use a clip which will be shown here in a minute. But as we went through the tangible kingdom, it started transforming a lot of our lives. And if some of you have been going through the tangible kingdom, it starts changing your culture, your lifestyle. You start living as Christ is in you every single day, every moment, not when you want to. I mean, it's the same thing we do with our money and our tithes, right? Here's your 10%, Lord, but I'll take care of the other 90%. The Lord said, that's all mine. I've given you everything. And it's just changed my life as far as how I live on a day-to-day. We don't know if we have tomorrow. We don't. So in our group, I use this clip that we have here, and I like to share it with you guys.